Okay, back to Shavuos. The mitzvah of Kiddush and Yom Tov is completely rabbinic. Now, after davening, you have to go make Kiddush. And obviously, all the laws of Kiddush that apply to Shabbos apply on Yom Tov. The only difference is that the obligation of Kiddush, Shabbos, is a biblical obligation, at least to do it with words. The Chachamim made it also on a cup of wine. Yom Tov, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, remember the day of Yom Tov to sanctify it. Nevertheless, the Chachamim instituted Kiddush, and therefore all the dinim, it's like obviously a little bit of different text of Kiddush, because it's not Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, but all the dinim of Kiddush apply. Now the meal of Yom Tov, you also need, I'm talking about the Shavuos night, the Shavuos day, whenever it is, you need two chalas, you need lechem mishnah. Now, when we make the Erev Tavshilin, no, that's, okay, this is for the second, we'll leave that. So the first night of Yom Tov, you have the full meal. Basically, according to most poskim, you're supposed to eat meat, definitely on the night of Yom Tov. After the Seuda, the minig is, as everybody knows, you come back to shul and you stay up for the night. Now, as we learned in the past, the reason why the minig is to stay up for the night is because it's brought down in the Medrash that when Hashem came in the morning of Shavuos to give the Torah to the Jews, Hashem had to wake up the Jews. They're all sleeping. And the Pasuk says, Madua basi ve'enish karatsi ve'enena. Why have I come? There's no person. I called, there's no answer. Nobody was home. So Hashem had to wake up the Jews because they fell asleep the night of Matan Torah. And to rectify the fact that they went to sleep the night before Matan Torah, the meaning is, we stay up the night of Shavuos learning Torah. Now, as we've mentioned many times, the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, why is it that the Jews did go to sleep the night before Matan Torah? And the question is even stronger, because the Jews, when they left Egypt, were told 49 days later they're going to get the Torah. They were so excited, they started counting the days. Like somebody, we got a bunch of kids here, how many more days left to school? So they keep counting the days for excitement that there's no school. So when it comes the last day, for sure you're excited. So how is it possible that on the last night, right before Matan Torah, the Jews went to sleep? So the Rebbe explains, because the Jews were preparing themselves for Matan Torah, and when they finished the 49th level of preparation, they did the utmost that they're able to do in a body. So then they thought the final preparation is for the neshama to leave the body, to go to sleep. The neshama should go up to heaven, and that's going to be the proper preparation for Matan Torah. Because they had good intention, the Medrash says that they had a good sleep, the bugs didn't bite them, they had a pleasant sleep, and so on. But Hashem didn't like what they did. Why? Because the whole purpose of Matan Torah is to be the neshama in the body, to deal with the physical world. So therefore, the minig is to stay up. Now there is different customs, what you learn the night of Shavuos. As everybody knows, here in the show, we end up having discussions about Jewish things, but the Torah things, but we get way off the subjects. But there's also a concept of saying Tikkun Lel Shavuos. Tikkun Lel Shavuos was instituted by the Shaloh HaKadosh. What the Shaloh HaKadosh did was he took every Seder in the Chumash, the first few psukim, the last few psukim. First few, the last few. Certain highlights of Torah are also in, like I said, Sedibris, as Yashir, are also added in. So he went through every parsha of the Chumash, the first three, the last three, approximately, then every book of Tanakh, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and then throughout the entire Mishnah, he took the first Mishnah and the last Mishnah of each tractate, then he took parts of the Zohar that deal with Shavuos, and a little bit from Sefer Yetzirah, and then at the end of it, there's the whole 613 mitzvahs, so it's a thick book. It takes really a few hours to say. If you say it's much longer than Tillim. It's double Tillim at least, not more. So basically, some people say Tikkun, some people. But one thing it says, that if you're up the night of Shavuos, you should not be talking idle words. It's a very, in fact, they bring down, there's an expression even about it that says, it brings down from Kavanah of the in Shulchan Aruch, it says that a person that doesn't sleep the night of Shavuos and learns Torah, he's promised he'll complete the year and nothing bad, no nezek, no damage will happen to the person for the year.
If he says Tikkun Lel Shavuos?
No.
Oh, just
basic potato, whatever they're doing. So there's a lot of different things of tikkun, of learning. The main thing is that people should basically spend the night of Shavuos occupied in learning. And what happens if you're up a whole night, and now you come in the morning, what do you do with brachas? So there's a lot of different opinions in halacha. Do you say brachas if you're up a whole night, because it's not really a new day, because you didn't sleep? So do you say all brachas ha-shachar? Our meaning is, we say all of brachas from the beginning to the end, even if you were up a whole night. It's also a minig. It's also a minig from the Shalom HaKadosh brought down that at Amur HaShachar, which is dawn, which is approximately 72 minutes before sunrise, which is a little bit after 4 o'clock in our time this year, you go to the mikveh. Because that's when Hashem came to give the Torah, Bashmeiras, or early in the morning. So you go to the mikveh to accept the Torah in purity. That's, so to speak, the highlight of the evening. You finish the tikkun, or you finish learning, you go to the mikveh. Then there's different customs also. Should a person stay up for the first minyan, or go home and sleep a little bit and come back to the second minyan? The second, so there's different minhagim, what people do. Some people, the davka, don't daven early. They go to sleep for a little while to rest. They should have a little bit more ability to have kavana. But everybody should do what they're accustomed to, what they feel like doing. Either you daven at the first minyan. What? Negavas, you have to wash anyway without a bracha. Because there's a machlekes in halacha, what does negavas comes because of what? One opinion says sleep, one opinion says night. Just being up night, it doesn't. Which is what's the halachic difference? Very obviously. Number one, what happens if somebody sleeps during the day? Do you need negavas?
I need to join
the drasha. That depends how long the drasha is. I'll explain to you why. Because the din is, you only wash negavasa during the day if you sleep a half an hour. So if the speech is longer than a half an hour and you're sleeping the whole time, more than a half an hour is very possible, you have to wash negavasa. But usually what happens, they fall asleep in the middle of the speech, even though there are people that the second you start to go straight to sleep. It says there was a famous shul in Eretz Yisrael, in Tzfas, that had four tzaddikim. The Beis Yosef was the Rav. It was the Beis Yosef, the Arizal, the Alshich, and the Pshlem Alkevitz. The shul that had, one was the Rav, one was the Magid, one was the Shamis. The shul in Tzvas had these four great tzaddikim. The Beis Yosef was the Rav, and the Arizal was the Magid. Whenever the Arizal got up to speak, the Beis Yosef immediately fell asleep. And it says, because it was a great tzaddik. Because his neshama had only a connection to Nigla the Torah, to the revealed parts of Torah, and that Arizal used to speak Kabbalah. So therefore, it wasn't the joke. I mean, the Beis Yosef's neshama, he said, so you're talking about the great tzaddikim. He didn't fall asleep because he didn't want to listen to the speech. He fell asleep because his neshama basically had only a connection to the revealed part of Torah. But therefore, as follows. If according to the opinion that says sleep demands negelvasser, so if somebody goes to sleep any day for a half an hour, when they get up, they should go to the sink and wash negelvasser without a bracha. What happens if you're up at night and you don't sleep? So according to the opinion that says night demands negelvasser, so you also wash without a bracha. So either way, if somebody's up a whole night, but if you fell asleep at night for a half an hour, if you fell asleep at night, so then for sure you have to wash negavasa with the bracha. Some people have a minig, those people that don't say brachas in the morning like we do, even if you're up a whole night, they'll have somebody that fell asleep in the middle of the night for half an hour, so he'll say brachas for everybody. And everybody will answer amen, and they'll be yaitza the brachas. But our minig is that we do the whole thing. Yeah.
The person's up all night, at what time do all these obligations come?
Amar HaShachar.
Amud HaShachar is when?
Dawn.
So that's different than
Alos HaShachar? Alos HaShachar, Amud HaShachar, same thing.
The 72 minutes before
sunrise. Right,
sunrise.
Right. Yeah.
My question is connected to Alos HaShachar. So those who pray these days, let's say, at 5:30, 5:40, like that, so on Shavuos, in the morning, they should follow the same time or even a little bit earlier is okay.
They want, they could do it earlier.
Huh?
The davening is longer than it is during the week.
Yeah. So it should be a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier because it...
No, but what's the earliest we can daven this year?
Because some starts at 5:20. I was...
We start the first ring in 5:15. It's technically not the earliest, but I want to make that the minyan should get to Shmoneh Esrei by Netz.
Netz is when?
I'd have to look it up. It's approximately 5. Yeah.
48 maybe.
Whatever. It's before 6. 6 o'clock, it's already light outside. What did you want to ask? Nothing. Okay.
Isn't it that the staying late for us because is it the night from sleeping or because they are doing maskanias?
No, there's nothing to do with Negevasa. That applies during the day also. Negevasa is either the Ruach Tumah of sleep or the Ruach Tumah of night. Okay, weiter. Anyway, so people should stay up a whole night. And as we mentioned, Shabbos, you have to listen to the Aseres HaDibros. It's a Yom Tov Tikkun davening with complete Hallel. And the Kriya Satera is the Kriya of, again, 5 Aliyas of the Aseres HaDibros. And before that, let's go back a little bit to Hallel. It's complete Hallel. Women technically are not obligated in the mitzvah of Hallel because it's a mitzvah connected to time. It's a rabbinic mitzvah. It's one of the 7 rabbinic mitzvahs. But nevertheless, if women want, they're allowed to make a brach on the Hallel. But we say the complete Hallel. Hallel, you're supposed to say standing. You're not supposed to be leaning on something when you say Hallel, because then it's not the din of standing. Anytime the halacha is that you have to stand, if you lean on something in a way that if you pull the thing away, you'll fall down, like if somebody puts his whole weight on this, that they put away, I'd fall down, so that's not called standing. If I'm standing, I'm just holding it, but my weight is not, I'm not leaning on it, even if you pull it away, I'm not going to fall down, that is called standing. Hallel is one of the few things that you have to stand. Okay? In fact, there's even a remes at Sas Hashem, La'elam Tamid. They say, Atzas is Emes, Tzitzis, and Tfilin. And then there's also, He Sokum is one is Hallel. The various different to the Muslim that you have to stand when a person says Hallel. Now, another important din, Hallel really, and this B'chal din for every Yom Tif. Hallel doesn't have a specific place in davening where it goes. We say it where we say it. But therefore, if somebody came late to shul, they're supposed to say Hallel with the minyan. Depending which part of davening they're up to. If they're in the middle of Birchas Krishma, they can't. But even in Psukah de Zimra, you're supposed to say it in the middle of Psukah de Zimra. Which means if a guy comes late to shul, and it's brought down, like the Rebbe Rashab, used to daven very long on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, he didn't daven long because he wanted to say Hallel with the minyan. It's very important for people to say Hallel with the minyan. So even if you come late to shul, you're supposed to work it out in a way, even though it's before davening for you, let's say, that's how late you are. But nevertheless, you're supposed to, especially on the first day of Shavuot, so people wake up late sometimes. Even if you're coming late, Hallel is to be said with the minyan. That's very important.
After Baruch Shamar, you still say it?
You could still say it, yeah. What?
What if on Shavuot morning when you're tired, like, you're coming in, and you can't just stand
up yourself? So you go to sleep and get up and daven.
What if that's the last thing you
do? Then you don't stay up at the night.
What if it's already happening? You're not
leaving. When it happens, ask, okay?
So otherwise, what you're saying is better to daven with minyan than to stay whole night, isn't it?
It's better to stay up a whole night and daven with a minyan. I mean, why is it that human beings are so spoiled and so, I don't know what other coarse word to use on the internet, but why is it that if a person doesn't eat for the day, they become completely dysfunctional for a week? There's a fast day. Everybody gets cranky, you can't talk to them, and they're agitated. I mean, a person can live a few days without food. A person doesn't get sleep, forget it. There's nobody to talk to. A person should be able to have a little bit of self-control. You know what I mean? There are a lot of times people end up staying up late at night, And if you have to get up in the morning, you get up in the morning and you function. It's a little bit difficult. You still function. You know what I mean? We shouldn't let the body be in total control, that if you don't sleep for a few hours, you know, you become completely dysfunctional. If we don't eat, we become dysfunctional. It's very wrong. A Jew is supposed to be, and I'm not saying this as a joke, I'm very serious. People have to realize, you don't eat for a day, so what? So you don't eat for a day. So you're hungry, so what? You don't become agitated, dysfunctional, and everything. It shows the weakness and how fragile a person is. Okay. Next. Now, there's a lot of different opinions about Shavuos in the morning. Really, it's the second day of Shavuos, about reading the book of Rus. In Chabad, we don't read Rus. We do read it in Tikkun El Shavuos. At night, we read the whole book of Rus. But there's a lot of Minhagim. Not only the Sfardim also don't read Rus. The Pikaboli don't read Rus, Shavuos in the morning. There's also another interesting thing with Agdamos. Agdamos was a piet, which is, it's a phenomenal tefillah, it's even in the Siddur, of saying Agdamos. Basically, the concept of Agdamos is similar to what we say very briefly in Nishmas, that if all the water would be ink, and all the grass would be pens, and all the heavens would be parchment, we would never be able to mention, to speak about the greatness of Hashem. So many people have a minute that on the first day of Shavuos, they read Agdamos right before Kriya Sotera. In some places, there was even a minig that they even called up Kayin. He said the bracha, and then they read Agdamos. But that, Shulchan Aruch says, is not really the best thing to do. Those that read Agdamos call up the Kayin, and before he makes the bracha on the Aliyah, they say Agdamos. In Chabad, officially, the minig is not to say Agdamos. In a lot of Chabad shuls, they do. Here, we also say Agdamos. Because it's a whole question why they don't say Agdamos in Chabad, because the Avdim wanted to get back to davening, they didn't want to waste time with Agdamos. There's a lot of different customs about Agdamos, but not all places say Agdamos. A lot of places do say Agdamos, but Rus, we taka don't read. Okay, as far as. Okay, that's Amir, that's Agdamos. Okay. Now, Yom Tif, Kriya Sotera, is five Aliyahs and Yom Tif. As we learned already, it goes 3 to 7 based on the holiness of the day. Monday and Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, we read 3 Aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed is holier, we read 4 Aliyahs. Yom Tif is holier, we read 5 Aliyahs. Yom Kippur is holier, we read 6 Aliyahs. Shabbos is the holiest, even though Yom Kippur is called the Shabbos of all Shabbosim, but Shabbos is in most respects greater than Yom Kippur, in this respect, so therefore on Shabbos we have 7 Aliyahs. So Yom Tif, there's an obligation to have 5 Aliyahs, and that was the Meshach Rabbeinu Institute.